into captivity. That's what God thought of Israel. He was ready for Israel to be carried off. But he wasn't ready for this to happen to Judea yet. And so regardless of what force would come against Judea, even though it's Israel, even though it's Israel allied with Syria, doesn't matter. God's not going to let it happen. And so he allowed then Assyria to be their protector, and Assyria captured Syria and Israel. But then when Assyria itself became so bold and so mighty that they decided they would break their treaty with Judea and they would invade Judea, then the last three verses say that God's not going to let that happen either. So he says, this is the portion of them that spoil us and the lot of them that rob us. So it would be certainly a fearful thing to be found fighting against God. Now what about those today who may be persecuting the church? Those today who may be decimating or destroying the church either by false doctrine or by greed or by other means. They're no less in the position than old Sennacherib and his army was, knocking on the gates of Jerusalem. What's going to be the lot and the portion of them that rob us? God's going to be displeased, and sometime or another, God will get vengeance on them. Now we go into the next chapter, the 18th chapter.